Psalm 8. Now, the title of this psalm is about the death of the champion. And I think these are the thoughts of David the night when he's killed Goliath. And everyone is thinking, oh, David, you're wonderful. And they're all praising him. Oh, David's killed his 10,000s. And these are his thoughts. He says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. So we're told that David made himself a name by killing Goliath, and that his name was much respected because of what he did in killing Goliath by faith. But his thoughts are, O Yahweh, our Lord, how excellent is your name, and how wonderful is your glory, when he was getting all that glory to himself. Out of the mouths of babies and young children, you have got praise because of your enemies, that you might quieten the mouth of the enemy and the avenger. Well, Goliath had a horrible mouth. He said horrible things about the God of Israel. And of course, his mouth was shut when David killed him and cut his head off. But he says, you did this really through the mouth of babes and young children. And that's how David felt. Who am I? I'm just a child. I'm just like a baby. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? So I think he goes out that night after he's killed Goliath, and everyone's praising him, and he looks at the moon and the stars, and he says, wow, the work of your fingers is so wonderful. Because to throw a sling stone as accurately as he had done required very careful work with your fingers, because it's your fingers that you use to sling a sling stone accurately. And yet he says, no, the glory is not to my fingers, but look what you did with your fingers. And who am I? I'm just the son of man. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you made him a little lower than the angels, and you crowned him with glory and honour. He's talking about himself, although these words are quoted about Jesus in the New Testament. He's saying that you crowned me with glory. This is of you, not of me. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yes, all the animals of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the sea. O Yahweh, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the land. So if you do come to get exalted in life, you've got to remember to give God the glory and to always have that feeling, who am I? Who am I? This is what Moses felt. It's what Jeremiah felt, Isaiah. It's what all God's true children feel, that humility. Who am I that you should use me?